5 minutes to eight. Petula's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The rate of unemployment in Ireland remains at a near historic low of 4.3%. That's according to figures from the CSO. A jobless rate of 4% or lower in the labour market is considered essentially full employment. Jack Kennedy is senior economist at hiring platform Indeed, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
You're able to measure labour market activity in real time through postings on Indeed. Does hiring demand reflect these CSO figures?
It does, yes. So Indeed indexes job postings from all over the web. So the data is representative of the entire online job market, which in the modern economy is the vast majority of the labour market. At least 80% of jobs appear online in some form. It's very much real-time data. The latest figures cover to the end of last week, and it does correlate closely with the official vacancies data from the CSO, but the Indeed data is more timely by a matter of months. So it tends to act as a leading indicator of the trends in government labour market stats, and also gives a steer to the unemployment figures, because strong or weak hiring demand is likely to indicate a strengthening or weakening labour market.
And are employers across all categories hiring?
While the overall picture is quite positive, it is worth noting that the strength in hiring demand does vary across occupational categories. So we've seen that some professional categories have been slowing quite significantly, whereas other categories have been holding up better. So we do see some variation amongst the different job categories.
And you are seeing difficulties in the hospitality sector, and that's reflected in the number of job postings on Indeed, and reflected possibly in what we're hearing from restaurants and hotels as well.
That's right, yes. Hospitality has certainly been among the harder hit sectors. We have seen that hospitality operators have been grappling with various cost pressures, and we have seen some business closures. So the hospitality sector isn't necessarily in a position to do a huge amount of hiring at the moment, with more of a focus on efficiency. We do also track the food service category, which covers many bar and restaurant jobs like servers, chefs, waiters, things like that. That's not tracking quite as weak as the hospitality and tourism category. There is still hiring going on, but it hasn't held up quite so much as other sectors like retail and distribution, which have been performing a bit more solidly.
Job posting trends in Dublin remain depressed. You're saying you're seeing weakness in professional categories. Is that a concern?
Yeah, we've certainly seen a big slowdown in most tech categories. For example, categories like software development, IT operations, they're down about 20 to 30% on early 2020 levels. We've also seen other professional categories like marketing, accounting, legal, slowing quite significantly. So, yeah, given the importance of those sectors to Dublin's labour market, that's very much reflected in the overall Dublin figures. I think the hope is now that with interest rate cuts now underway, that will boost business confidence and ultimately support a recovery in hiring in those professional categories. But it certainly remains a challenging job market for job seekers in a number of professional categories right now.
We had the budget on Tuesday and a massive cost of living package with lots of measures introduced there. Will that dampen demand for wage increases?
Well, yes, it's we've already seen a bit of an easing in wage growth in our data. So it's still an environment where job seekers are sort of keen to obtain a pay rise where possible. We see from our survey data that's the number one motivator for people to look for a new job. But clearly, with a bit more support from the government on the way on the cost of living front, and given that that overall. We've seen that hiring demand remains quite solid, but it's certainly down from previous peaks. So a little bit less of an impetus for people to sort of seek pay increases to offset that.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. That was Jack Kennedy, senior economist at hiring platform Indeed. More business news in the next hour.